VHF was king for a number of years, and it still seems to be the rock of most clubs. You know, there's a VHF repeater associated with most of the clubs. Lands Cruise, you know, Hazel Park, Useka, you know, all these clubs, they anchor around a VHF repeater. There just aren't, you know, there's not really any pairs, and you know, and these repeaters have been up for decades and all that stuff. And no, there's plenty. And you know, like you pointed out, the 7.2 is you know, getting a little life. So you know, and more plans. Lance Cruise is always pretty active. The Dart's always really active. Then there's the repeaters downtown. There's the you know, I don't even know all of them, but there's several downtown VHF repeaters that are somewhat active. And you know, I just don't get on VHF that much. No, there's nothing wrong with VHF. I just, you know, we tend to be UHF centric. We always have been. Even back when VHF was king, you know, we would come hide out up here on UHF. And you know, and now, you know, and then I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was surplus equipment or what, but UHF just became the place. And suddenly, I think it has a lot to do with things like, you know, Fusion and DMR and all these other things. You know, we're all linking, you know, we're all coming up on UHF. So, you know, if a person bought a monobander, you know, they get UHF because, you know, they wanted the digital. So, I don't know. Anywho, enough on all that. No, you know, there's nothing wrong with the VHF radio. I don't have a whole lot of use for it. I do like a dual banner. I like to have the option. But most of the time I run around with just the UHF quarter wave on my car. So even if I've got the option, I don't have the antenna for it. So go figure. Tom?
Comment.